From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Liberians went to the polls on Tuesday for a presidential election they hope will mark their first democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades, despite allegations of fraud this time around. Former World Footballer of the Year George Weah is squaring up against Vice President Joseph Boakye, both of whom are promising to tackle poverty and corruption in a country where most citizens have no reliable electricity or clean drinking water. They're bidding to succeed in a runoff vote delayed for more than a month after alleged widespread fraud in October's first round vote, a challenge to that Supreme Court rejected this month. Peru's ailing former leader Alberto Fujimori on Tuesday asked for public forgiveness 2 days after receiving a presidential pardon that sparked street protests. He said he was aware that the results of his government were well received on one side, but he said, quote, "I admit that I have let down other compatriots, and I ask them to forgive me with all of my heart." Fujimori said all that in a Facebook video filmed from his hospital bed. The 79-year-old had been serving a 25-year sentence for corruption and human rights abuses committed during his time in office from 1990 to the year 2000. He was transferred from a prison to a hospital on Saturday after suffering from low blood pressure and an irregular heartbeat, the latest in a string of hospitalizations. In the video, Fujimori lay propped up in a hospital bed, wearing a white gown and a blood pressure cuff on his right arm and another monitor clasped to his left index finger. He talked over the constant background of beeping and monitoring devices. You can get more information and news online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News. A powerful storm that struck the Philippines, killing at least 164 and leaving dozens more missing, was downgraded to a tropical depression on Tuesday. The storm also failed to make landfall in Vietnam. As the search for missing continues in the Philippines, others are getting their first look at the devastation caused by the storm. Disaster officials said over 70,000 people had been forced from their homes in the southern Philippines following the weather disruption. Officials say that many residents did not heed warnings to evacuate and were later surprised by the strength of the storm. The shops in Mali are full of imported goods from Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, and that's a sign of how much things have changed for Mali's economy. As Bram Postumus tells us, Mali's captains of industry are trying to get more goods made locally.
This used to be a very familiar sound throughout most of Mali's territory. From Gao to Sikasso, factories produced a wide range of consumer goods. But a lot of that is gone.
On sait que l'industrie parle pas. C'est pas courant, c'est pas malien.
We are, says industry representative Cyril Ashkar, now essentially a nation of traders. There used to be industry, mostly run by the state, but 80% of that has disappeared. What's needed now is more government action to ensure that investments come in, budding industries are protected, and unfair competition is eliminated. Made in Mali, as far as the country's industry leaders are concerned, all one has to do is believe in it. Bram Postumus for VOA News, Bamako.
Egypt executed 15 Islamic militants convicted of carrying out a deadly attack on an army outpost in the Sinai Peninsula in 2013. Tuesday's executions, carried simultaneously out in two prisons located north of Cairo, is the largest mass execution to happen in Egypt since six convicted jihadists were hanged in 2015. All 15 militants executed on Tuesday were hanged as well. Egypt's president has ordered the military to step up efforts to crush Islamic State militants following the massacre of more than 300 people in an attack on a Sinai mosque last month. Sinai-based Islamic forces have killed hundreds of policemen, soldiers, and civilians in the region. A British woman has been convicted in Egypt of trying to smuggle banned prescription painkillers into the country. A court sentenced 33-year-old Laura Plummer to a 3-year prison term Tuesday. She was arrested in October when she arrived in a resort city along the Red Sea, and customs officers found hundreds of pills in her luggage. The pills are banned in Egypt because they can be used as recreational drugs. Plummer's maintained the drugs were for her Egyptian boyfriend, who suffers from chronic back pain. The verdict can be appealed. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.